Well, I was a little surprised, ma'am. A little surprised.
When did you first learn of it, and what do you think is going to happen next in the effort to try and find a new commissioner?
Well, first and foremost, I learned of it. We actually were having a public safety hearing about the fire closures when I found out officially. And first and foremost, the police commissioner has been in the police department 3 years longer than I've been alive. So first and foremost, you have to thank him for his service. What happens now? You know, the mayor says they're going to have a national search to find, you know, the best candidate for the best candidate for the city of Baltimore. But knowing the police department like I do, I know that we've had two great deputy commissioners who've been in Deputy Commissioner Barksdale and Deputy Commissioner Skinner, who've been involved in the day-to-day operations of the department for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, and also coming up with those strategies that have led to the biggest drop in homicides and shootings that we've seen in my lifetime. So the department will be in good hands until then. I know that for sure.
Councilman, did you get a sense from Commissioner Bielefeld why he's doing this now?
I have not spoken to the commissioner. I saw him briefly yesterday morning. I did not speak to him. He didn't give me the inclination that he was thinking about leaving. But, you know, the police, being a police commissioner is a tough job. And also when you have a lot of things going on that are not necessarily under your control, and when you're a guy, you're growing in age like him, and you don't spend a lot of time with your family, I know that weighs on a lot of people. A lot of police commanders that aren't even commissioners tell me that all the time, that they just spend so much time away from their family that they would like to do more of that.
How do you think the legacy of Fred Bielefeld should be remembered in Baltimore as the commissioner of the police department?
Well, I think my personal opinion should be a mixed legacy. You know, of course, he gets a lot of credit for the crime drop and things like that, but his term has not been without any turmoil. We know we had the big towing scandal. We've had the issues with the training and the contractor. We've had a lot of issues of integrity, not as far as actual police work go, but outside of the realm of their actual job they've come. But there's no doubt about it. The numbers reflect themselves, so no one can argue with that. And I know I would not, as a person who grew up in the city when most people say it was the worst and the worst in the 90s, to see where we are today. So I think that you have to give him and his team a great amount of credit for that.